your compliance with open meeting law?
Yes, it was sent to the county clerk, posted on the website, and sent to the radio and newspaper.
I need approval of the agenda. I'll make a motion to approve it in a second. All motion made, approve the agenda, all in favor, aye. Approval of minutes of January 18th, 2023. You can put one in. Motion made to approve, a second.
I'll second.
And second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Number five, public comment, communication.
We just got a really couple nice comments in the last couple of weeks that I just like to share. One of them was from a consumer that Stephanie had worked with, who had made a point after finishing up with Stephanie, making a point of calling back and talking to Nicole, her supervisor, to say how much Stephanie had helped and what a blessing that she had been to the consumer and the family as they were trying to plan long-term care solutions for their mother. And it was just a super nice comment that she wouldn't have had to do, but really took the time to, you know, actually reach out to the supervisor, which is nice in today's world because that doesn't always happen very much. And then we had another one that I kind of chuckled at because someone had called in and they were talking to Kathy. Kathy really wasn't quite sure what they were getting at. Well, so when they got to Nicole, they said they were trying to convey to Kathy that she just has a really lovely speaking voice and is always so sweet on the phone, because when he calls, he has to kind of work up the nerve to call because he's, you know, he never calls here when he's in a good place. He usually calls here when he's got some issues. And so he said it's always a difficult call to make. And he said when he gets our front desk person, she's always so sweet. And then he always feels so much better. And then he gets her, you know, she gets him where he needs to go. And so both comments were just really, really nice. So the fact that people will take the time to do that is nice, because like I said, it doesn't happen a lot. So I just wanted to share those with you guys as well, because our staff do a good job. And it's sometimes just the little things. It's just being polite on the phone and the fact that they get a real person and not that automated stuff. And, you know, we're just trying to push you along. And having done the phones a few times, Courtney's much better at them, but Courtney fills in on phones a lot too. And I'm really good until the other line starts ringing, and then I get panicky because I'm like, oh no, I can't handle two lines at once. It's very hard to politely, smoothly get somebody on hold and get the other one answered without sounding like you're frazzled. So, yeah. It's harder than it looks. So I just wanted to bring that up. So.
Six, advocacy reports and activities.
All right, the regional board. I tell you what, I have like a memory block every time we come to this one with the regional board.
Last time it was done virtually because it was a snowstorm.
Yes. It wasn't too much. We just went over the budget. I'm just drawing a blank.
Talked about some of the events coming up that newsletter came out then.
Yeah, we had so much that we had problems with the internet connection and losing the chair. That's all I can remember, is that we couldn't get the chair back on for a while. I think she talked about aging advocacy, the fact that aging advocacy days was coming up. And yes,
she did talk about that.
So I think that was the main thing. Yeah, and I think she talked a little bit about more of the advocacy stuff going on. The unwinding, so public health unwinding is now going to be happening with the pandemic and things like that. So I think that was everything.
They talked too about the end of the COVID and getting the if the different offices were ready for that.
Yes.
Call.
Yeah, we are expecting that to impact us somewhat, although it was good news to hear that DSS does have some additional monies for overtime and things like that. So we've already had a conversation with our staff this week that Because our staff do help out with Medicaid applications and things like that too, but it's not their first, you know, it's they help when a consumer, when they don't think a consumer is maybe able to do it with them. So I have been very clear that a lot of that needs to still go. because sometimes our staff just like to be extra helpful, and we all can't always be extra helpful when we don't have that kind of time. So if they've got some overtime pay coming that way, then they can probably take on some of that. So, and that will be difficult, but it needs to be done. So, all right. The advocacy days coming up then are that Disability Advocacy Day on March 23rd. That is an in-person one this year. I don't know that we have anyone going yet to that. The managers are meeting tomorrow, so I'll probably have a little bit more information if we're doing a group up there for disability advocacy. So if you're interested in that, let me know. Aging advocacy is May 9th, and I do believe there is going to be a group going to that. So we'll have some, I'll prepare some materials for that. Typically what I do is just kind of give a little bit of summary of activities that we, you know, that happened in 2022, usually how many meals we served, how many contact, you know, that sort of thing, kind of what we share with you on a monthly basis. But we usually send that along for aging advocacy.
Lauren, what kind of a venue?
So aging advocacy, a disability, I'm not sure how they're running it because they've changed it almost every year since they started it. So the aging advocacy is kind of hosted by GWAR. So it's outside of the state. So our funders, the Greater Wisconsin Area on Aging. So typically what they do is they have Janet Zander, who's their legislative person. Advocacy person. They do some training on how to speak with legislators. People have agencies in the past. It's all changed so much since COVID hit because they changed it. So I'm not quite sure how this one will look like, but in the past, they would bring staff and maybe some participants who use services. They would come in, provide them a little bit of advocacy training on just how to talk to your legislator. Or the staff person kind of set up what a visit looks like. And then in the past, we set up our own visits, but I think now they are sending teams all together. So they would identify, you know, like who's all going to go to Travis. So it would definitely be us and then anybody else's area then. And then they would all kind of go in and talk to either the legislator if they're available or their aide. Oftentimes it's the aide. And then we just kind of give an update on what's going on in our area, what the needs are. Obviously we fall under the Hatch Act, so, you know, we're not asking for any specific bills to be passed or anything like that. We're just asking for support, usually showing them what we do. We're talking about the needs of seniors. So that's typically how it is. It usually runs, I would say, when would they got it on here? No. I would say typically we're up there by about 10 o'clock, and I think it's usually done by about 2:30. I would say there's usually a lunch involved. Okay. So,
do you kind of prioritize what your issues are?
Yes. Yes. And
see, you know, where we would like them to put emphasis.
So, there's two different things. So, GWAR works with, it's called WAN, Wisconsin Agency. Aging Advocacy Network. I know there's 20 million acronyms, and it's taken me 10 years to be able to say half of them, actually. I think for the first three, I'm like, I remember sitting here for a good year, like, I don't know what ORCID is. And ORCID is literally who oversees the ADRC portion of the state, but it's Office of Resource Development. And I never made that connection to ORCID. I'm like, I don't know what ORCID is, but yeah, I knew Office of Resource Development, but how did that get to be ORCID? So they actually develop like some papers, some position papers, and those all sort of get developed through all of our aging network meetings and things like that. So they actually have kind of some position papers that they put out there, which makes it a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And then if it was me and I have the opportunity to speak, which we did more in the past when we set those visits up, then I would probably highlight what was more important to our county. But unfortunately, I think those visits, they're a little more generic now because we kind of stick to what, you know, the position is. But in all honesty, they really are the same. I mean, obviously we'd like, you know, obviously we always need more funding. We're busy, so.
So I guess one of my questions with that is, I'm assuming that you have a paper or something to present to them. Is that something that you could share with us?
Yes.
Because when I run into Howard or Travis, it would be helpful for us to be able to reinforce it. But when I don't know what's there, I can just say, well, we'd like to see some more funding. Well, you know.
Yes.
What are the specifics?
Yes. And I'm hoping that managers have not met. We are meeting tomorrow. So I'm hoping that we're going to talk about that. And I should have something for you by April on that. I actually was going to have my own stuff developed for today, but that didn't happen last week. We sort of derailed a few things. Other priorities came up. So, but yes, we will share that with you and talk about that. So yeah, it's a little, I mean, I get why they're setting up the visits. The legislators really just don't. I mean, on most days it was just one after another, department head, you know, different people from different counties coming in and basically saying the same thing. But I don't know. They should be used to it. I did it in my old job. I do it in this one. So
they are used to it. To expand just a bit, I've mentioned before at county board, county ambassador program, WCA does. So they do the same thing. Three times a year they go up, and there's one coming up on April 12th, which is youth government day. So I'm not going, but I think that Holly, Unify, Fred, and some others are going because that day they're dealing with mental health, adult protective services, child support, and birth to three. And so they'll have issue papers, they call them, which is a 2 or 3 page synopsis. And then, like Lori says, you want to go to give it the local
flavor,
the Grant County portion. So, you know, again, the other thing that they always say, and I've learned this in my years I've been chair, you don't necessarily need to talk to Travis or Howard. Their staff does labor a lot of times, and they understand the issues better if you know which staff. So I understand what you're saying, Kathy, and it's nice that if Lori shares this, that when I get the issue papers for these, that I share them with the whole county, so that when you run into them, it might be an issue that personally you have or whatever, but you need to tie that to somebody in their district.
And often what I'll do as well, I might drop some of that off there. I'll usually follow up with an email to their staff with the stuff that I have, so they have a personal connection. Because I mean, you know, a lot of times, like Travis's staff was there forever. I don't know if it's changed or not.
Jeff's still there.
But not to belabor the point, but it's the initial reason I asked is you never know how a layperson like me could have a conversation with somebody, and my knock on wood, and I'm not saying it was because of me, but a number of years ago when my parents we were going through some financial stuff with them, and they were told by their healthcare provider that they needed to carry their insurance card, their social security card. And I said, no, you are not carrying your social security card. No.
We just had something in our last news and views about that.
So
yeah, don't do that.
I took it upon myself to send letters to our senators and made some phone calls. And I said, you can't do this. These people are vulnerable anyway. They lose their purse. They, you know, drop a wallet somewhere and somebody's got all this information. So it was the Medicare card had their Social Security number. And I said, no, you're not carrying that. So I took it away from them.
Yeah, it used to be.
So not that it made, but it made me feel good that at least I did something.
Yes, yes. You know. Well, and we get federal funding as well. So we work closely with both state and federal legislators. And yeah, I had, when I worked for CAP or Head Start, we did the same thing. We had early childhood advocacy days and things like that, and we did that. But, we had established a pretty good relationship with Ron Kind at the time. And so when they went to this testing, Ron called me a couple of times just at home going, I need to know more about this. And, I have to tell you a funny story about that, because the one time he called, I don't know where I was at, but my son, who was probably about 12 at the time, took the phone call and got to talk to Ron Kind and was very impressed by that. And then his sister, who was really probably only about 7, and I don't think really knew anything about legislators at the time, was very upset that she did not get to speak to Ron Kind. And Ron asked him how he was doing school, asked him all the questions. So at the next parade, Ron was usually in our 4th of July parade. He made a point of seeing me and then said, is your daughter here? So I entered in because she was quite upset that she didn't get to speak to Ron. So that's been a family joke for years. But
that just kind of proves the point. If you have a personal encounter,
absolutely,
they can put a face to it.
Yes,
it carries more weight.
Yes, when they know your name and they know that they can reach out to you for help, but they need information and need more help, that they'll get that information from you. It really does help. But yeah, we still laugh about that because it was just hilarious. So. But he had kids, so he was nice enough. Gary knows my daughter, so she'd have been all over that, but she didn't get to meet him, so. I'll get you some more information, because I know Mary was looking at maybe even possibly having one of the shuttle buses meet people somewhere if they just wanted to ride in the event, so, because the square up there is always kind of so crazy, so. So I will probably have more information on that after tomorrow. And then our regional event, the invitations are coming out from Southwest Regional Planning because they are kind of facilitating it with us. They are charged with the regional coordinated transportation plans that we do. They facilitate our meetings as such. So that's where that is coming from as well. So if you're able to attend, that would be great. I do have it after a board meeting for a reason. So I'm hoping to entice some of the board supervisors to come over for it. We will have some lunch provided by the Lemon Door. That's not regional planning, apparently has some funds available for lunch, so we took them up on it. So we can feed you after that meeting too if you've got the time to come over. So that would be great. I doubt it will last 2 hours, but we have a lot of that time, so.
And where is that?
It's gonna be right here in the training room, just across the hall. Okay.
Hey, you got your, done with that, get your vehicle update.
Yes, so we had put in $36,000 for a vehicle in the nutrition budget this year, hoping to have replaced a different vehicle. however, all of our vehicles have decided to be a problem, and Platteville, with the move out of OE Gray, we don't have access to the senior center van, which we have been heavily, unfortunately, using probably for the last couple of years since the pandemic anyway. And we really felt with that move that we were going to need a vehicle there because of the amount of meals we're doing there and gas prices the way they are, getting volunteers to, you know, commit to that. We just really felt we needed a vehicle. However, I felt like we needed the vehicle quickly and then that maybe not a brand new vehicle. So we did look around and ended up purchasing a van just last week. It's a Pacifica?
Yes.
Is that what it is? It's a really nice vehicle. It's got 53,000 miles on it. We got it for $23,400 but it is a very nice vehicle. So our plan is to use that in Platteville. We are going to try, the conservation office is willing to, they're going to replace their van. It has fairly low miles. I think we can use that for Bagley right now, until such time, you know, in the future, if we need something there. I mean, our plan is to phase out Bagley, so I think that's a good plan to use the conservation van. I was kind of hitting up departments right and left for vehicles because the Bagley van was not in good shape. We've just had a run of bad luck with vehicles lately. But so anyway, just wanted to give you that update. I think you, it was in the budget, so we got it taken care of. The additional money left will hopefully even out some of the additional costs that we'll have now with having that vehicle, owning it ourselves. But that's unfortunately what we had to do. So so I think we were fortunate to at least find something and get it taken care of. And it rides really nice. I haven't driven a van in a really long time since my kids were little. You drove it.
Yeah,
I thought it drove really nice. I said to Courtney, well, now I'm thinking we should use this for ADRC staff to use. We need to find a way to get another vehicle for Flatville. Yeah. And I'm like, so my mind was going in a lot of different directions on trying to figure out how we could coordinate some vehicles. And we are still going to work on that, trying to think about the best use of mileage because, our mileage costs will be going up significantly because they are, with the pandemic ending, staff are going to have to see people in person again. They're no longer going to allow that enrollment counseling to be done over the phone anymore. We'll have to go out to people's homes. Same with functional screens. They'll put the kibosh on that as well. So we will be back on the road a lot more. So, and some of that is good and some of it in a big county like this is kind of silly when you got to drive 40 miles to basically have somebody sign the sheet of paper. But we don't make the rules sometimes. So anyway, just wanted to give you an update on that. We'll be working on our other vehicles as we go. So, but I did talk to Eric yesterday at our meeting, and he's willing to loan us the van. He needs it a few more times, but he said whenever we need it, we could use it. So I was very happy about that. So, all right.
Flatville Mule Site Manager vacancy.
So this is why we ended up amending the agenda because we got in here Monday to a resignation letter from Ashley. She has decided that she needs to take on a full-time position somewhere else. Her position right now is not full-time. So we do have that vacancy occurring. I talked to Gary right away. We had an ad for Cuba City going back in the local papers. So I talked to Gary to get approval. And talk to Dawn and Joyce. And so we amended the Cuba City ad to add Platteville to the ad so we could get it in the paper this week because she's going to be done on the 23rd. And that, while Courtney and I can fill in once in a while, and when I say Courtney and I can fill in once in a while, I really mean Courtney can fill in because Courtney's much better at portioning food than I am. That is not something I love to do, but I 5 days a week in Platteville, 80 meals a day is a lot. So we really need to get a manager in there. So we're hoping that maybe we'll get somebody in house to even take it, but I don't know if that'll be the case either. So
would a split advertise. Time work or not very well?
What's that?
If somebody wanted to work 3 days a week and two.
So I am offering that in Cuba City, actually, okay. Gary. We did think maybe that was one of the issues down there, and we do have some really good subs down there. So this last ad that we put in does offer the Cuba City position to be 12 to 20 hours a week, so 3 to 5 days, and we put negotiable just to see if we might get any more applications having it be 3 days a week, maybe where we could do that, because we have been advertising for months and months at this. Platteville, I'd be less inclined to do that with just because of the amount of meals that we've got coming out of there. We kind of need that consistency. But at this point, nothing is off the table. I mean, we just need somebody in there. But Platteville also being a game changer because we're moving into that new site, we're not sure. So, you know, it would be really good to have some consistency and somebody experienced there, but we'll see what we get. So. But yeah, we did change that up on Cuba City. So we'll see what we get. Hoping that will attract a few more people that might not have thought, I don't want to work part-time 5 days a week. So,
yeah.
Which I get.
But. How many other staff work in club? Just one person?
Yeah. Yeah. And
because when I see manager, I didn't know if they oversaw.
They oversee the volunteers.
How many hours do they work? They go for like from 9 to noon? Or?
So in Platteville, the position is 8 to 1:30.
Oh, okay.
Is that correct? Yes. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a good amount of meals coming out of there. And with everything else going on, we're planning to move at the end of the month. So the timing was not fabulous, but we understand. I understand when somebody needs to, you know, do better. I mean,
they're moving to the old fire station, is that correct?
We're moving to the armory.
Oh, the armory, okay.
Yeah. In fact, the lease, I just signed it today. We asked for some revisions on it, and we've coordinated with Josh and Chris a couple things. There's equipment in the kitchen that needed to be checked out and things like that. So but they are letting go. We'll move in. The lease actually starts April 1st, but we're going to move in on March 31st. I have that set up. I guess we're kind of moving in, so I probably better back up to the vacancy and get a motion on that to fill that vacancy before I forget. So can we get that?
And make a motion to approve the vacancy in the platform, you will say.
Do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made, second. By the way, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Now we'll get back to talking on the Platteville Meal Site. So we're going to move in on March 31st. Gary Klemer, our maintenance director for Grant County, I spoke with Gary. He's been down. He's actually walked through the armory with us. And he's going to have some staff actually help us move on the 31st. So he's got it worked out. Our biggest problem was we have a pretty good sized cooler. That was the one we were most worried about. But between him and the highway department, I guess they figured out how they're going to move it. So that's really nice for us. So I really appreciate them doing that for us too. I'm not very strong. I can't lift a lot.
Well, they got to move more.
They're moving a big pop cooler, like in the bars when they have
like three sliding door.
Yeah.
I got it. You know, when that equipment moved out or sold, I bought those rollers that you put cheese things on. You put tons on them, and they push them. You push them with one hand easily.
Oh. Hmm.
They can borrow them at
okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
They are stable and solid and very easy to use.
Perfect. I will let Gary know that and I'll.
Yeah, they need.
Perfect. So our plan right now with Platteville is to, we have talked with our funding source and said that we're probably going to suspend congregate services for a while because we do not have space there for congregate. Their intent is to use that gym for a lot of different other things. So we don't think we're going to have that kind of space. So we are looking at some different places. I have left a couple messages for Country Kitchen. I have not heard back from them. I talked to another place, Park Place. And I've spoken with them because they do some meals for their apartments and they offer a little cafe and some other stuff. So I told her what we were looking for, and she was taking it back to their CEO. We just had that conversation last week, so I haven't heard back from them yet. So we are just trying to look at some different avenues. We'll still reach out to Country Kitchen. I'm going to try to catch them. I don't know if he's on site a lot.
You know. I'm going to touch base with him. I know what time of morning.
And I'm sure that he's getting a weird, he's probably thinking, I don't know what she wants. So,
I'll see if I can get him to shake loose.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, if you know what time he's there, I'll just drop in. But I'm sure he doesn't probably understand what I'm trying to get.
I go by there most mornings anyway. So.
She's going to stalk you.
Chad, we'll see.
Yeah. First car. Okay, he's here. I'm going to pound on the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody who doesn't understand what we do is probably going to say, I don't know how that pertains to me. So, but yeah, I did not know when to catch him. So that will help. But, and which is why I reached out to Park Place too. I thought, well, I'm just going to try some different avenues and we'll see. So Guar does know that we're probably going to suspend that for a while. We're only averaging about 8 people there for congregate. So, I mean, if we truly had somebody that was concerned about food and needed it, I'm sure we can work out a takeout or something if we have to. So I'm not too concerned about that. I am concerned about making sure the 80 meals go out a day because that's an issue. So that's where we're sitting. We're going to sign the year lease with them and we'll go from there and see how it plays out. Hopefully it does. Sometimes these things work out even better. So you never know. Sometimes what looks like a bad thing and actually turns out to be okay. So, moving on, if you're like me, you probably feel like you just had confidentiality policies and conflict of interest policies, but I'm going to pass them out again. They were revised again, so I have to have everybody sign one again. If you want to take a look at them and get the signature page back to me, you can. You can look at it after. I don't think there's been anything significant, but the state said they revised them, but I can't really see where it was a big deal. The signature page is at the end on both of these. So, and then the conflict of interest applies again too. So
this is a complaint policy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you the wrong one? I did. Sorry.
You want us to file this with you?
Have that one. I'm actually going to give you that one too. Sorry. I'm telling you, daylight savings time is killing me this week. I don't know why. This is conflict of interest. Oh, gosh.
Transition to my wife.
There you go.
See how far that goes.
I'm sure she's got some complaints, Gary. So
now she'll have a form to fill out.
Yeah. I don't think Sharon's holding back.
No. I didn't get her to volunteer at the wellness clinic. No, 2 days a week. So.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Once she's 30.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Get me out, her out of the house. Right?
I know she had fun at Elderfest because she said she did. Oh, I heard my confidentiality. See, I'm going to give you so many pieces of paper, you're going to be overwhelmed. All right. I don't know how many I've given you. So essentially, ADRC views you as an extension of our employees, kind of, even though really we work for you, you don't work for us. But that's not the way they view it. So, which is why they asked you to sign these. So, the complaint policy, I actually have not given that to the board in the past. But the reason that I did kind of goes hand in hand with what Kathy was saying. In case you would get a phone call from a consumer that says, well, are you on the ADRC committee and I didn't like what happened, I thought it might be good for you guys to actually know, well, there is a complaint policy and this is how it works. So at least you would have an idea of what that would look like in case you did get a phone call. I don't think it's something, I mean, typically, I think it's
15.
Typically, I think you would probably just call me, but just to be aware that there is a formal policy that we do. I don't think I've ever done it in the 10 years that I've been here. Not to say we haven't had a complaint, but I'm sure we have, but we've always been able to work it out more informally. But the complaint policy was supposed to be part of my director's report, just as an information for you. So, because it's not on the agenda, but I just decided to throw it in. I thought it might be good to know. But then I screwed up all my handouts. So. All right. So, if you don't have any questions, like I said, I don't think anything has changed on those a whole lot.
Vouchers.
Any questions on vouchers?
Who's that? Second. I'll make a motion to approve. And second.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made. Second. Approval vouchers. All in favor, say aye.
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 Financial report.
I think we've got anything too unusual. I'm still trying to wrap up 22 because everybody is way behind. In fact, my final claim for 22 for GWAR, which is our funders for nutrition and caregiving, is due the end of this week. So, and the DOT came back and said, I got into a panic last week and said, sent an email to DOT and I said, did I miss the revenue and expense report for 21? Because I can't find mine. And they're like, oh no, that's coming out soon, Lori. And I'm like, it's 23. So, yeah. I'm like, well, I guess it's good to know that I didn't miss it. But I don't even know how they do that. I don't, so. We do have the audit will be starting up soon, so we're trying to get things, which is why I'm trying to wrap up 21, too.
Approval of the financial report.
I do, if no one has any questions. I mean, I think for the most part, we're on track of where we need to be. Our specialized transport is down a little bit because, of course, our vehicle went down. So I am working on trying to get a vehicle for that as well. However, one of the transports we do is essentially for Southwest Opportunity. So we are actually using one of their vehicles right now. So that should come up a little bit in order to provide that transportation. Other than that, again, we're pretty good. Prevention, you won't see much money spent there yet because we don't have anything going on quite yet. I've talked with Missy at Grant Regional. We're trying to collaborate with them on some prevention. And we're working with Gunderson a little bit. Prevention used to be pretty much the prevention programming that we have to do has to be evidence-based. So it has to be very prescribed and formulated, and oftentimes requires two facilitators for it, which makes it a lot more difficult. We used to, when I first came here, had a staff person that was a halftime information and assistance and then did prevention. We don't have that luxury anymore. Prevention is not required in the ADRC contract. It is required for GWAR because, you know, we get $4,000. But unfortunately, it's not high on my list right now because I don't have staffing that can do that. Our time reporting for ADRC specialists is in money here. We don't have the time to give that up. So we've been trying to collaborate. Gunderson is offering more virtual options, and they are offering some evidence-based. So I'm trying to collaborate with them. They charge participants. So I'm saying, if they're Grant County people, can you let me know? We could then pay a portion of their, you know, at least their scholarship to do the class. So that's kind of, and then that's what we'll do with Grant Regional as well. But other than that, I think everybody else is pretty much on track.
I'll make a motion for financial.
And a second.
No, second.
Motion made and second. Approved financial report. All in favor? Reporters, Lori.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did not do a written report. I just, yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks for Courtney and I. We just had a lot of problems.
Do you need to complain
publicly? I do. We're trying to remain optimistic. We're going to get through it all, but oh gosh.
Then daylight savings time.
And then daylight savings time. I don't sleep well normally, and then you throw that into me, and it's really bad. So yeah, we do have a lot going on. We've got a lot, you know. We've managed. We've got Platteville going, and then the vacancy was a little bit of a loop, but we're working on that as well. So we're making progress. We're moving forward. We've had, you know, we've been bashed over snow days, so we are tired of Thursday snowstorms. It's been a rough month. You know, we did send out, we've taken some pretty good bashing on Facebook for our closures sometimes, but we did send something out to our home delivered people on how we make that determination. People just don't understand that we have to make a decision between like 5 and 5:30. Yeah. It's supposed to be 5 and 6, but we backed it up, and our vendors were mad last week when we
called it at 5:30.
Yeah. And they're like, you couldn't have done that sooner. And we're like, well, technically we have till 6, but we know that's a problem. So we do try to do it early. So we did send something out to home delivered and just said, you know, we put a lot of thought into this, but the problem is, and what they don't understand, it's not always the road conditions, it's the sidewalk conditions and the driveway conditions. And, you know, we don't have volunteers who are 20 that can take a fall and bounce back up. We have volunteers who, you know, are typically retired. And there's a lot that goes into that. And then, of course, I don't know any more than the forecasters do, and sometimes they don't get it right. But at 5 in the morning, nobody knows what it's like. Courtney convinced me to close on the last one because I was leaning towards going in because I couldn't see how much snow we had. I thought we had an inch, and it turns out we had a little bit more. So we laughed because we've had one gentleman call us a few times on it and doesn't understand why, when the forecast doesn't go the way they say it does, why we haven't delivered meals when, you know, I can't put, you know. But anyway, on the last one before the last snowstorm, he actually called us and said he didn't know what we were seeing, but what he was seeing didn't look good and we might want to cancel. So that made us good to happen. So he's watching out for us.
Yeah.
got through that, you know, we don't like to do it, but there is a procedure and, you know, we are, I would say that Courtney and I don't sleep much the night before a snowstorm when we know we're going to have to make a decision. And so that was kind of cute. I liked that. So we do have some exciting things coming up. The fair is coming in August and we're usually at the fair. And Amy has, Amy Miller, the fair director, has, does it go wild about the fair? What is it?
Wrong, Amy.
Amy Olson, what did I say? Amy Miller. Yeah. See? So she's got to go wild about the fair as a theme or something. And we have a sort of an inside joke about leopard print clothing and all of this in our office. And so we all kind of got excited about go wild about the fair. And we had so much fun with the Western theme for Elderfest, and people really did like it. We didn't know if we were going to do it, but we decided with the Go Wild that we could really go wild with Elderfest. So we are going to do a little Elderfest that's going to be wild or something. So we were pretty excited about that. So we'll be at the fair promoting that as well, and kind of teaming off of Amy. I asked her permission if she cared if we piggybacked on hers, and she said no, she didn't care. So we were kind of excited about that. So we are planning Elderfest already. We're getting ready for that because that comes up faster than we know. And so we will be getting some save the dates out on that and starting that process. We do plan to be at the fair. We felt like last year was pretty successful in terms of reaching out to a lot of grandparents. What we found on senior day was a lot of grandparents showed up. And so we had these Frisbees last year that the regional office had gotten them, and we had for like a year thought, what are we going to do with these Frisbees? So we took them to the fair, and what we found out was all the grandparents came over because their grandkids wanted the Frisbees. So we had lots of kids walking around with our Frisbees, and we got a chance to talk to grandparents. And so it actually worked out pretty well. So we're kind of looking on that same kind of theme for this year. So our marketing materials will probably maybe be a little kid friendly too, so that we can, again, we can get the grandparents over to chat with us a little bit. We have in May, and I didn't get it on here because I didn't have it finalized until this week. Older Americans Act is in May, and Elder Abuse is in June. We have a Medicare 101 that we're going to do in May by Emily, our elder benefit specialist. So she's going to put one on. She just did one in Boscobel this past month. So she'll be doing another one in here for that. And then we also have Jeff Kirsten from Consumer Affairs Division in Wisconsin. He's going to come out and do scams targeting seniors. And he did one for us few years back on more an identity theft, and it was pretty well received. So he's going to come out and do this one. We're going to do that. I asked the Sheriff's Department and Social Services, and I actually asked the IT office, which Shane may or may not love me for, but to be a part of it. So Sheriff's Department is also, Todd Miller from the Sheriff's Department is just going to talk about a little bit after Jeff gets done, talk about what scams we're seeing locally that people need to be paying attention to. Social Services, Dustin from Adult Protective Services is just gonna talk about what to do if you think somebody is, you know, being scammed or other, you know, being defrauded, what to do with that information and how to report it. And then Dana Andrews from IT is going to talk a little bit about email security. He does some, at our employee orientations, he does some email security things, and he does a really nice job of it. So we asked him if he might be willing to do that too. So, which that's kind of a little outside of IT scope. So I thank Shane for that, for letting him do that. Because again, I think it's nice to have them break out of their little mold sometimes, and he does a nice job. So so we're looking forward to that. That will also be here it's going to be in this room, because I think the Zoom quality will be better. We are going to offer it on Zoom as well. So we'll offer that online option. We'll offer it up to county employees and anybody else. So if you'd like to see it, you should even be able to zoom in on it if you want. Jeff does a really nice job. And then he usually brings out some handouts and things like that as well. So those are our celebration for Older Americans Act. May 5th.
Friday.
May 5th is the scam. The Medicare is.
She should have on the calendar, right?
Yeah. It's on the discount CSV. It'll just say me. I want to say like the 21st.
Yes. 21st. No, sorry, 19th.
19th. Okay. So that will be here. So we've got, and then we'll do the fair in August and Elder Fest in October. April is also Volunteer Appreciation Month. So we are going to be getting some stuff out to volunteers. We have decided that we are not going to do, in the past, we used to try to do banquets and big banquets and different things. And it's just gotten more difficult. And quite frankly, we don't have any funding for it. So it gets to be something more of a problem. But we do have we do have some things we're going to give out. We've got cooler bags that we're going to give out to our nutrition volunteers. And then we've got some tote bags, some kind of like the little longer totes, kind of
they're like the 31 totes.
Yeah.
That brand.
They're a little totes. Longer. And we're going to give those out to our driver volunteers. So it's going to be like, thanks for tote table where they need to go or something. As far as our nutrition, Courtney's going to go out and do some nutrition training with volunteers too. So we're going to do some type of little, we'll probably provide some treat and things like that. We'll do the training and then give them a gift and things like that. It's important to recognize that. Anything else? I think that covers it. We're busy. We're still busy. And we expect to get busier as the unwinding goes on and people are now starting to get the Medicaid letters and things like that saying they, may lose their Medicaid and things like that. I suspect that we'll even get more busy. So more busy. Taxes is pretty much filled up. I guess that's the only other thing. AARP taxes are here on Tuesdays and in Platteville on Mondays. They are filling up very, very quickly. So if you know of people looking, I don't think there's too many appointments left.
Yesterday, Virgil added one more day here.
Oh, good.
So there is one more day, but it will fill up quickly if word gets out. So,
yeah. So other than that, I did attend. So the county is looking at some various things, one of them being employee retention. Obviously, everybody's struggling to hire, so we need to keep the good people that we got. So that committee just met yesterday for the first time. And have highlighted, they did a staff survey kind of asking about what keeps you here and what would you like to see, So essentially yesterday, we just sort of went through and highlighted the things that possibly could be looked at. Again, in a perfect world, there was all the money in the world, but it's we'll see what we can do. So we are looking at that. I think Joyce is going to take that to admin or exec.
You're going to meet again.
Yeah. But I think she was actually going to take
hoping to go back to
something. I didn't know which committee would see that. So that's what we've got going on. Any questions on any of that? Okay. Courtney has her nutrition report in here. We did not provide you a program report this month because we don't have any of the ADRC numbers yet. They are slow to come out. since I inundated you with a whole bunch of other policies in favor, I thought we'd give you a break on that one. That's all I have, unless somebody's got a question.
Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You need any of these signed? These to pass out?
Yeah. You can just sign the last.